Welcome back to the Galaxy of Science show, and I want to ask you, who are you to deprive the entire world of your genius? Ladies and gentlemen, every one of you are a genius. Every one of you have individuality, a personality, and you have a wonderful brain, and you have talents. And I have my guest today, Joan King, Dr. Joan King. Joan C. King, Ph.D., and she has a new book out called Cellular Wisdom. And Joan, tell us some more about your fabulous book and the things that you've discovered through working in science of the brain.
Well, one of the things that's so apparent when you study the brain is the enormous abundance of ways that the brain has to make things happen. So that there are redundant pathways that make sure that if one system isn't operative, another is able to integrate its activities and take over its functions. And one of the stories, and people love stories because they're so illustrative of the power of the life principle that's inherent within us. I interviewed a woman called Lisa Fittipaldi. Lisa was a financial analyst with a hospital, and she was driving home one day in Texas on the freeway when her whole world went black. And she fortunately got sight back again and was able to get off the freeway. When she consulted her ophthalmologist, she found out that indeed she was going blind.
Oh my.
It was a disease of the small blood vessels of the retina, and so that she became blind. For 2 years after being blind, she was very depressed, and she wouldn't leave her bed. And one day, her husband came in and just threw a color set of watercolors, children's watercolors, at her and said, just do something, do anything, just do something. And Lisa began to paint. And she had never painted when she had her sight. And she painted three jars, translucent jars, and you could see the image of one jaw inside of the other. She then graduated to oil paintings, and she has done beautiful images of hands, of a ballerina with hands behind her head, where you can see all the tendons and bones. And in interviewing Lisa, I said, how could you possibly do this blind? And she said, you know, I could always do calculus in my head. And I never appreciated that when I didn't have sight, I would use calculus by calculating distance from the edge of the canvas to be able to actually paint. And in case you want to see her paintings, her website is www.blindartist.com. And her paintings...
One more time. Give that again one more time, because I want to go there.
www.blind, B-L-I-N-D, artist, artist.com, with no space between the words or punctuation. And you will see the breadth of the works that Lisa has done. This is an example of the power that's within each and every one of us.
Thank goodness her husband did that. He is the one that was the catalyst to open up her inner being and her talents.
Yes, he was. Because she was, and probably quite normally so, caught in the depression of loss.
Right.
But he could see that that would be a very dysfunctional road for her to walk down.
Now, Joan, why do you suppose, I have the hardest thing to try to understand, it's very difficult for me to understand this, why does the mainstream scientific community, why does it want to take and just ignore the other part of life, the spiritual part of life, and not try to understand that, because it's obvious it's there. What is the reason for this?
Well, you know, in our training, and I'm sure in your own graduate training of science, the first thing
I didn't graduate. I had to quit college to raise my 2.5-year-old son, so people don't take me seriously like they do you, because you've got the Ph.D., and I have nothing after my name.
Well, you have the knowledge.
Yes, I do.
Well, one of the things that you're taught very early on is that science has a certain domain of questions that it can answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the first conditioning that graduate students in all phases of science learn is what are the questions science can answer and what are the questions science cannot answer.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can't be measured and seen on an instrument of some type, then it isn't an appropriate topic for science. Now,
but you see, I've gone beyond that.
Absolutely.
And a little sidebar here, a little sidebar on that. Science does couple with that. When I was working with the LDAS, the Lightning Prediction Device, of which the U.S. Patent Office gave me a patent on, all 20 of my claims, not one was disputed. And we'll get back to what you're talking about, because we need to take the entire segment for it.